ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। So we continue to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 17, text 28. Asraraya hutam datam tapastaptam kritam chayat Asat iti uchate parta na chatat prachano iha asrarayahutam datam tapastaptam kritam chayat asat iti uchate parta Na chatat prachano iha. Yautam datam tapastaptam kritam chayat asat iti uchate pata. Na chatat prachano iha. Asraraya utam datam tapastaptam kritam chayam asat iti uchate pata na chatat prachano iha asraraya utam datam Tapastaptam kritam chayat Asat iti uchate pata Na chatat prachano iha Asarahutam datam Tapastaptam kritam chayat Asat iti uchate pata Na chatat prachano iha Asraraya utatam hitam Tapataptam kritam chayat Achatachate pata Na chatat prachano iha Mataji Asaraya hutam datam tapataptam kritam chayat asa iti uchate pata na chatat prachano iha asraraya without faith hutam offered in sacrifice, datam, given, tapa, penance, taptam, executed, kritam, performed, cha, also, yat, that which, asat, false, iti, thus, uchate, is said to be, Parta, O son of Prita. Na, never. Cha, also. Tat, death. Pratya, after death. na u nor iha in this life. Translation. Anything done as a sacrifice, charity or penance without faith in the Supreme, O Son of Pritha, is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next. Purport. Anything done without the transcendental objective, whether it be sacrifice, charity, penance, is useless. Therefore, in this verse, it is declared that such activities are abominable. Everything should be done for the Supreme in Krishna consciousness. Without such faith and without the proper guidance, there can never be any fruit. In all the Vedic scriptures, faith in the Supreme is advised. In the pursuit of all Vedic instructions, the ultimate goal is the understanding of Krishna. No one can obtain success without following this principle. Therefore, the best course is to work from the very beginning in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. That is the way to make everything successful. In a conditional state, people are attracted to worshipping demigods, ghosts, or yakshas like Kuvera. The mode of goodness is better than the mode of passion and ignorance. But one who takes directly to Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all the three modes of material nature. Although there is a process of gradual elevation, if by the association of pure devotees, take directly to Krishna consciousness. That is the best way. And that is recommended in this chapter. To achieve success in this way, one must find the proper spiritual master and receive training under his direction. Then one can achieve faith in the Supreme. Without that faith matures, when that faith matures, in the course of time, it is called love of God. This love is the ultimate goal of the living entity. One should therefore take to Krishna consciousness directly. That is the message of this seventh chapter. And thus end the Bhaktivedanta purpose to the 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in a matter of the divisions of faith. Asarya utam datam tapastaptam kritam sayat asat iti uchete parta nachatat precha no iha. Anything done as sacrifice, charity, or penance without faith in the Supreme, O Son of Pritha, is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next. Mukam kroti vachalam bangum langayati krim dat kipitam ham vande si grum diritayanam krista seitanyam isram paramanandam madhavam. So, thank you for attending this class on the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. You all have an interest in understanding Bhagavad Gita and remembering the Bhagavad Gita. And actually, Bhagavad Gita is a mystery because before Srila Prabhupada came to the West and he translated the Bhagavad Gita as it is, there were already many versions of the Bhagavad Gita in the West. And even many philosophers, like from the Western philosophers, they also studied Bhagavad Gita. But no one became a devotee of Krishna. Only when Srila Prabhupada translated the Bhagavad Gita as it is, with the purpose of the Guru Parampara, many persons became devotees. And so the Bhagavad Gita is very special. And it is spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, and there is no difference actually between that which was spoken 5,000 years ago and that which was spoken right now. Because Bhagavad Gita is eternal. And so there is no difference. We can have the same benefit as Arjuna or as the soldiers present. We all know this picture. This is on the battlefield. It says, Sanjaya Vacha Dristvatu Pandavanikam Viram Duryodhanastada Acharyam Upasangamya Rajavasam Abravit. So, this Bhagavad Gita is spoken at a certain circumstance that was on a battlefield. And it was a very special war between many generals. Actually, it was between two kings. As we said, Raja Vacham Abravit. It was one king, Duryodhan. And there's also another king, Yudhisthira. So it was between two kings, just like on chessboard. There are two kings, and if you capture one king, you win the game. And actually, that is also the same in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. If one party could capture the king, then the battle would stop. One wouldn't go like slaughtering as many persons as possible just to bring some damage to other people. The goal was to capture the king. And the king was surrounded by many soldiers. This battle was between the Pandavas and between the Kauravas. Mamaka Pandavas Jeva. And it was actually an unfair battle because it was between an army with like 7 Akshahinis against an army with 11 Akshahinis. And an Akshahini is like, if you have let's say you have a soldier, and then you have like a horseman, cavalry, I think, and then you have someone riding on an elephant. And then you have someone on the chariot, a rat. And if you have 5 soldiers, and you have, let's say, I don't know exactly, you have 1 chariot, 1 elephant, and 2 horsemen, you have like 1 unit, 10. And 10, if you multiply it, you get an Akshahini. And the first chapter is also 46 verses. That is mean 4 plus 6 is 10. So that means it indicates the Akshahini. And but one king, Duryodhan, he was actually not a king, but he claimed himself to be a king. And he was very anxious to win. And before, it was a battle between two families. And the battle fought in Kurukshetra was, in this time, a very fair battle. It's not like you go in the middle of the night, like 10,000 kilometers, and then you drop like an atom bomb on the city, and then you go away. It's not like that. The Vedic culture is you can only fire if you are in sight of the enemy, if you can see each other. You cannot fight in the back. You cannot fight with weapons you can't see. So it's completely fair. And you can also not fight against an enemy who doesn't want to fight. You always use the same weapons. You cannot like fight with someone with a sword and the other one has no sword. You should always give the same weapons. So Duryodhan, he is very anxious to win because actually he's a little bit bad guy. So he goes to his spiritual master, Duryodhan. And so that's actually what's being done. And he lists many warriors, Sekitan, Drisaketu Sekitana, Kasirajascha, Viryavan, Puriyat, Kuntiboyascha. These are all the fighters, and then on the Pandavas you have Yudhamanyus and Uttamaya. They were protecting the chariot of Yudhisthira. And on the other side you have Dronacharya, Bhishma. And actually these persons were all invincible. It says Bhavan Bhishma Sha Karnasha Kripa Sha Samitim Jaya Aswatama Fi Karnasha Somodatista Tevacha. These persons were invincible, and these persons were also unconquerable, and these persons could not die. Like in nowadays, if somebody puts a knife like between somebody's chest, then the person probably that person dies. But Akshatriya, he can control his life air. So even if you pierce him like all of his body with arrows, he won't die. Because he can control his life air. And in those times, they had also like mystical powers and mystical weapons, which are not known today. And just like Dronacharya, he was the teacher of all the kshatriyas, the Pandavas and the Kauravas. And he had knowledge of weapons, so he was invincible. So before the battle, Yudhisthira, he approached his spiritual master because his spiritual master was fighting on the other side. Therefore, Arjuna is complaining, Katam bismam aham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana isubi pracho chami pujarav arisudana. I have to fight against my teachers. Gurun, Ahata, Mahanubhavana, they are very great souls, they are my guru. Why are you want me to kill my guru? Because we have a guru, Srila Prabhupada, and we have also disciples of Srila Prabhupada. They are also guru and grand disciples. Even now, they are guru. But no one advises to kill the guru. We advise to respect the guru. But in his case, he had by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was advising Arjuna to kill his guru. So, and that guru was invincible, because the teacher in those days, actually there was one person who could defeat Dronacharya, and that was Arjuna. And previous there was one warrior, Ekalavya, but that warrior didn't participate in the battlefield. But because Arjuna was affectionate to Dronacharya, it was not likely for him to kill his spiritual master. So therefore, Duryodhana was confident that... and there was also Bhishma, Bhavan Bhishma Shah. Bhishma was the grandfather of all the fighters, Pitamaha. So it was also not likely that they would kill his grandfather, but nobody will kill his grandfather. That's against most normal behavior. You won't kill your father or your grandfather. So, but Duryodhana was very clever. He was a very clever king. And he, somehow or other, he arranged that the Pandavas were fighting against the guru and against the teacher. And Bhishma also, he was invincible because he could die at the moment he liked. And that is, and Akshatriya, he doesn't know pain. So, when you don't know pain and you can die when you want, then that is also a form of invincibility, because you can fight as long as you like. So so therefore, Dronacharya is asking, he approaching his spiritual master, Duryodhana, Acharyam Upasangamya, you have to approach the spiritual master, also in spiritual life. Tat Gurum, Tat Vijnanartham, Tatvikyanatam sagrum eva abhigachet samitpani srotyam brahmanistam. If you want the knowledge tatvikyanatam, then you have to approach spiritual master. Samitpani, and you are advised to take some wood for the sacrifice, because the spiritual master is srotriyam. He has heard the Vedic knowledge and he's fixed. He's on the platform nista, brahmanistam. So it's quite high level. But Duryodhana, he approached the spiritual master and he says, Pashaitan Punda Putranam Achaya Mahatim Chamum Chamum is an army. Viram Drupada Putraina Travasishena Dimata. He says, this army is arranged by your disciple. So, yeah. It was like kind of criticizing his spiritual master that he trained somebody who would kill him. And he did that purposefully, actually. Drestadyumna, he was a prince, and like Draupadeya, the son of Draupadi, and Drupad, they were all fighting with the Pandavas, and he was predicted that he would kill Dronacharya. And but still, when Drestadyumna approached Dronacharya for knowledge in the weapons, he accepted him as his student, although he knew that he was predicted that he would kill him. So, but that is actually the fairy culture, that you are somehow other, you don't, you just concentrate on Krishna and you are not afraid of fate. Yeah. So in this verse, it says, it is talking about Asat. In Bhagavad Gita, it says, Nasato vidyate bhavo, nabhavo vidyate sata, ubiyorapidi stonitas tvanios tatvadarsvi. Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of non-existence, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. So this whole Bhagavad Gita actually is about eternity. And of course, Krishna is eternal. Krishna spoke, he was on the battlefield. Tata svetai haya yukte mati shandane sitao madhava pandavasteva divyao shankao vadamatu. He had an arm and he had a chariot with white horses, sweta. And he was with Arjun. This is actually Madhava Pandavasteva is the husband of the goddess of fortune and Pandava, Arjun. So they are on the Mahati Chandane, they are on a very nice chariot. And, well, the Bhagavad Gita is a special book because it is spoken by Krishna. And in the beginning, if you start with Krishna consciousness, then you may not understand. But there is no difference. Krishna is absolute. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name and Krishna's pastimes. And so if you want to study Bhagavad Gita, then you can try to understand. But if you don't understand, then you can try to practice by reading Bhagavad Gita and by chanting the Hare Krishna Maya Mantra. And this knowledge is eternal, avyayam. And it's already for a long time in the material world, almost 120 million years. Now, in the Western philosophy, like people think that we can walk like straight for like only 15,000 years or something, like Homo sapiens. But this knowledge is like 120 million years old, because Krishna says, Imam visvate yogam prokta van ham aveyam vivas van manave praha manur iksvaka ve bravit. It came down from the sun god Vivasvan, and then to his son Manu, and then to his son Iksvak, and through royal orders. Evam parampara praptam imam rija raja rishyo fidu. So this knowledge is actually meant for kings, because the kings in those days were like saints, like raja rishis. They were like saints, because you have to be a little bit saint, saintly to understand Bhagavad Gita. You see, you cannot, because you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita if you're not pure. And Krishna is pavitram, he is very pure. And if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, yesam tu antakatam papam gyanavam punya kamanam. Yeah, you have to be very pure. And Krishna says, Saevyam maya tedya yoga prakta puratana bhaktosi me sakasti rahasyam me edat uttama. The best is to become his devotee, bhaktosi me saka, and his friend. And if you can do that, then you can understand the mystery of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Rahasya, it is rahasya, it is mysterious. As we said, you know, many people read Bhagavad Gita, but they don't understand what is written there. They don't understand that it's Krishna. That if you read one sloka, or even one word, or even one letter, Krishna immediately appears. So it's not ordinary book. But in this verse it says that you have to sacrifice. So that is actually not like that is also in the material world. You have to always sacrifice something to gain something. You cannot mostly you have to sacrifice something in order to obtain something. I think that is logical. So Krishna says, Jagnatat kamano nyatra lokayam kama bandana tat artam kama kauntya mukta sangha samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O Son of Peter, perform your duty for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. So we are now like, we are in this material world, which is actually like, it's actually like a prison. We are all criminals. Like, sinful, right, you can say, because we were once in the spiritual world. And we have fallen down because we wanted to try to be like little God. Don't forget God. Jayato visayam pumsa sangas te supujayate sangat sanjayate kama kama krodot vijayate krodot vibrahma. Anyway, you fall down if you want to enjoy sense gratification, because sense gratification is what it says in this verse, asab. It is temporary. Like everybody knows that. Everybody knows that he's going to die. Deino spinyata dehe, komram jovram jara, tatade hantra, prapti diras tatranamuiti. You go in this body from childhood to boy to youth and to old man. And then you die. It's mrityulok. Yukalyam asasvatam. It is a miserable place and it's temporary. But those who want to study Bhagavad Gita, they want to realize that they're not this body. And then you are liberated. If you understand that you're not this body and that you're a servant of Krishna, Dvirasrupahoy Krishna Nitya Das, then your problem is solved. Pashare sabadukanam anir asho pajayate prasana setsu hi asu buddhi payafatisate. For one that is satisfied in Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. So you become free for all miseries. So if you want to become free from misery, then you can study Bhagavad Gita. But if you want to remain in this material world and in this body, which is like becoming very old and sick, and you will die, yeah, then you gain nothing. Evam prapartitam chakram Well, what is that verse? At least, agyo inyaramo, mogam pata sajivati. That is, if you want to control the senses, enjoy the senses, inyaramo, like Ram, is bliss. But inyaram is like bliss from the senses, which actually is not bliss. Mogam pata sajivati, then you become illusions. And then you live a useless life, actually. Of course, most people, when you ask them, how are you doing? Yeah, they most say, fine. I mean, that's just like normal answer. Yeah, are you doing fine? Yeah. But most people are not doing fine because they are completely in darkness and they will die and then go to hell. I've heard by the cyclic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell. So that's not what we want. Krishna also says, kutastra kasmaram idam visame samupasitam anaya yustam aswagyam akitikam ajun. As you need Krishna wristbands, dat schiet niet op. So, Krishna, this is Bhagavad Gita. If you read this Bhagavad Gita, then and you practice reading it, then you can become completely Krishna conscious because it is non-different from Krishna. It's transcendental. It's aparaseya. See, Krishna is a special person. Arjuna is asking, you see, how is it possible that you can instruct the sun god? Because the sun god is like 120 million years old. At least the present sun god, Vivasvam, and before there was another sun god. So he's asking, how is this possible? You are, Krishna, he was at that time 100 years. How can you instruct the sun god? That's not possible. That's not logical. Aparam bhavato jama, he's senior. Aparam bhavato jama, param jama fi fasota. Katam etat vijnanam, tamado praktavaniti. How I'm out to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him. So Krishna explains, ajopisan avayatma bhutanam isaropisam prakitam sam adhistaya sambhavami atma maya. Although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and though I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in my original transcendental form. Atma Maya. Yadai Dai Dhammasya. Pritanai Sarunam. And then, Vita Raga Bhai Krodha Man Maya Mam Opasita Bhavo Gyana Tapasa Putamad Bhavam Agata. Bhavo, hillful of many persons who understand that you are Krishna. They become liberated. If you understand that Krishna is God, then you liberate. Jamma kama samedi vyam. Evam yo veti tatvata. Chaktva deham puna janma. Na iti mam eti sojuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. So that is actually the instruction to Arjuna. And that can all be reached by transcendental knowledge, which is sat. And by sacrifice. Yeah, you all have to sacrifice. So there are many types of sacrifices. It's absorption. Paramapanam Kata Sangasa Muktasya Gyana Vasita Sedasa Akyaya Chata Kama Samagram Pravidiyate. Vamapanam Brahma Hutam, that's also used in this verse, Hutam. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he can obtain the complete mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, we can all do different kinds of sacrifices according to your inclination. And actually, it doesn't matter. Srotradin indriyani anyai samyam agni sujuvati, saptadin visyan anya indri agni sujuvati. There are some brahmacharis, and they offer the senses, and they offer the hearing process. A brahmachari is a celibate person, and he is like sense-controlled, and he hears or reads, but he is busy with the Vedic scriptures, Brahmaksara Samudbhavam. So he's making that sacrifice, because you can listen to anything if you want, or think anything which you like, but that will not make you Krishna conscious. If you think of Krishna and you control your senses, then you become Krishna consciousness. And if you are like a grahastha, Saptadin Vijayan Ansa. Well, actually the grahasthas, what they do is they, whatever they can enjoy, they offer to Krishna. Indriyakni Sudyuvati. So, but the ultimate end of all kinds of sacrifices is advised by Krishna, that sacrifice must ultimately end in knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. And if that is your objective, then you can become Krishna conscious. If your objective of your sacrifice and penance is material, then you will get material. As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. Mama vap marivatante manusya parta savasa. And maybe we can end on this. That most people think, like when you meet people, they think they are free. They are like independent. But Krishna says that is not the fact, actually. Because everything which you do, or every choice you make, that is Krishna's choice. So nobody is free. You understand? Just like, because Krishna is the creator of this universe. Bhaktaram yaketavasam sarva lokamahisvaram. He is creator. Amsavasi Prabhavo, everything comes from me. So everything which is in this material world is created by Krishna. So there is no choice. Just like if you have like a mouse and you make like a cage for him. And in this cage you make like a street, or you make like then he can run, or you give him some water, or you make different streets and more mouses. So these mouses, they think that they are free. They choose, because they choose left or right. They think they are completely independent. But everything which a mouse can do is created by the person who made this mouse cage. So whatever he does, that's already designed by the cage maker. So he has no free... He can choose between what is already chosen by the creator of that cage. In the same way, in this material world, is created by Krishna. So whatever we do, it's already been done. And whatever we think is already thought, and whatever we say has already been said. I mean, you cannot, because you have to use the material energy. You cannot speak which you cannot speak. Yeah, it sounds a little bit simple, but so that means mama var muli vartante. It doesn't actually matter what you do. If you become a devotee of Krishna, bhaktosi mesa kasti, or you become like a fool, avajanati mamuda, manusum tanam asita, if you don't recognize Krishna, that doesn't matter, because you will follow Krishna anyway. And if you understand that, then you better become Krishna conscious, because otherwise why should you be an illusion? Illusion is that you are free and that Krishna doesn't exist. But you can better become Krishna conscious and then go back to the spiritual world and then have a happy life. Then all the time in the material world, like suffer, like Jamma Mrityu Jaravadi,
birth, death, old age, and disease, and then again die, and then that is no use. Samsara, this. That is. So that is not advised. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Have there any comments or questions? Yes. I've heard about the disciple's succession. The disciple's succession, he had also gurus. In many gurus. Like you can learn from everyone you can learn. You can learn from Stein Mahab said, you can learn from a straw on the street, how humble he is. Or you can learn from a tree how tolerant he is. You can take a good instruction from a fool. Everybody learns something. Everyone gives an example. Whether he gives the good example or he gives example the bad example. But you learn always from a person. Everybody can teach you something. To do it right and do it wrong. But Arjuna has also spiritual masters. But now he's surrendering to Krishna. Tom Prapanam, he's surrendering to Krishna. And yeah, the spiritual master, that is actually also mentioned, Tatvili Prani Patena, Pariprasnena Sevaya, Upadek Shanti Te Gyanam Gyaninas Tatvadashi. You have to just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge into you because they have seen the truth. So you have to take diksha, upadek shanti, that is, it means diksha. And you have to be initiated in knowledge. Because for a normal person, it's very difficult to get out of ignorance, out of darkness. Just like if you are like in a well, deep well, then it's very difficult to come out yourself. If nobody rescues you, you will die. Unless somebody puts in a rope and you can hang on to the rope and they can catch you up. But otherwise, there's no possibility. So therefore, also in spiritual life, we have like four guru paramparas, evam parampara praptam, and you have to connect to these gurus. And that's like a specific succession. And if you do that, you will get the knowledge. If you don't do that, because you only can have knowledge if you receive knowledge. Just like everything, nobody can create anything. Everything is already made, or you create something from which is already created. But in a factory, no professor can create anything. No company can create anything. They have to have commodities. Have to need oil or gold or iron. You cannot create something from nothing. Therefore, you cannot also create knowledge from ignorance. So you must approach somebody with knowledge. And that is the spiritual master, like Srila Prabhupada and like his disciples and grand disciples. And great grand disciples also, now already. And they can give you the knowledge. And that is what he said in this purport. He approached the spiritual master. So, anything? No questions? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.